Welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was, who is, and who will come. This is getting easier, folks. I still miss you in front of me, but I'm hoping and praying that all of you are staying safe and healthy, and that you're being wise as far as getting in into crowds and things of that nature. We'll begin with the sharing of the pastoral prayer and the Lord, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Please be with me in the prayer. Ever-present God, even when we do not perceive that you are working in our lives, or even with us as we walk through our lives, your loving presence is there. Teach us in this time of worship that you love us, even when we don't recognize you. Open our hearts and souls to the truth that you never leave us, and honor our free will to invite you into our lives. Send forth your Holy Spirit that we may fully open our lives to your loving care every day, every hour, every minute, as we lift to you the prayers of our hearts. Especially, we pray for our loved ones. We ask that you keep them in health and safety, in comfort, and in your care, that their lives may be a joyous time in their life. We pray for our healthcare workers who risk their own safety for our health, and our emergency responders who also risk their safety when we need them the most. We pray for those who have lost their jobs and are struggling financially. O Lord our God, be with them. Help our government. Send forth the finances that are needed. We also pray for our business owners in our community who may lose their businesses. We pray for ourselves who may feel constrained and emotionally distressed by our time and era. We also pray for anyone who needs to know your love for them in this hurting world, and for those who are struggling with disease. Open our hearts to your loving care. We also lift to you those who need comfort as they mourn the death of their loved ones. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to remind us of your promises that nothing in life or in death, things present nor things to come, nor angels nor demons in our lives, nor anything in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from your incredible love in Christ Jesus the Lord. We pray to you for all those things that we carry on our hearts today. As we pray the Lord's Prayer in the name of one who taught us to pray whenever we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.